We're getting ideas for weekend fall getaways on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Fall is a great time to sneak in one last quick trip before the weather turns, and this time we're broadening our scope to weekend trips around the Midwest. So with that in mind, do you pack up and head to a favorite destination this time of year? What do you love about fall travel? What activities do you do? Are you all about checking out the leaves turning? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Beth Gopper is editor of MidwestWeekends.com. She's been writing about vacation travel in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa for more than 25 years. Beth, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's great to be here, Kate.
So for fall, is fall really the best time of year for these little getaway weekend trips? What's so great about it?
When you wake up on a fall morning, a fall Saturday, and the air is crisp, it's sunny, you don't want to stay home. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say take one trip this fall. I'd say go somewhere every weekend.
Now, that can get a little pricey. Since it's not the peak summer tourist season, are there still good deals out there to be found?
Oh, yeah. Well, not during the peak fall color weekends, and that would be the last weekend of September and then the first three weekends of October. But now is actually a really good time to go to any destination that is most crowded in the summer. For example, Wisconsin Dells, Door County, any of the Lake Michigan beach towns. The kids are back at school. The budgets are spent for the summer. Not that many people are out until the leaves turn, so now is a really good time to travel. And my go-to place would be camper cabins in state parks, and et cetera. But a lot of mom-and-pop motels are not that expensive, especially this time of year.
And you have an idea for some tailgating. one of your fall trip suggestions is get out to a football game if it's a Badger football game if it's on your bucket list. Tell us about what we might be able, how to plan a trip around that.
Well, it's called dynamic pricing, and that means that during a Badgers football game, the hotel rates go out the roof. So I do have some suggestions. Once I stayed at the International Madison Hostel, and that was during the big Art on the Square weekend. And I did sleep in a bunk as if I were still a college student with other people, but it only cost me about $30. So that's an option during the big weekends. And then the good thing about the hostels is they're most crowded in the summer, and it is easier to get a room the other times of the year.
Can adults stay at hostels? I thought they were for youth.
Oh, gosh, no. No. There are some people who are quite well off, especially in Scandinavia. One of the wealthiest persons I know stayed at hostels in Scandinavia. But no, they're for people of all ages. Another good option is there are actually several hostels in Chicago, but the one that's the International Hostel Association hostel, I stayed there once, and there were people of all ages. They just want to save money. And I like to do that, too. I call it the prince and the pauper approach. I like to sometimes spend less money for my lodgings because, really, all you're doing is sleeping, right, in a place like Madison or Chicago. And then I like to spend more money on restaurants or shop a little bit, you know. So it's kind of like the scrimp and splurge way of travel.
Do you have any ideas for fun and affordable activities while you're at this Badger weekend and you're in and around Madison? What would you suggest?
I would suggest renting a bike and riding some of the bike trails. In fact, if you have a tent or a camper, you could stay at one of the campgrounds. Mm-hmm. The Capitol Springs State Recreation Area is Farm County Park is on the Capitol City Trail, and so you can actually camp there, and you can head north to Madison, or you could head south on the Badger State Trail all the way to the Illinois border, or you could go west to Mount Horeb. So you can have yourself a little biking weekend. That's always very cheap.
Talking with Beth Gopper. She's editor of MidwestWeekends.com. And you can join in. Do you have a favorite weekend trip or quick getaway in Wisconsin this time of year? What city or area should not be missed? How do you make your trips affordable? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Beth, you mentioned there in passing Wisconsin Dells, and in the summer, you know, people flock there for the outdoor water parks. In the winter, we go there for the indoor water parks. But what about the fall? What type of opportunities can we go there in the fall for?
Well, the fall is a really nice time in the Dells, and it's shockingly quiet. People don't really think about going there in the fall. I don't know why. They can go on a cruise. That would be the main thing I would do, along the Wisconsin River, and see the actual Dells, the sandstone formations that made it so famous. You could take a little train ride. You could check out some of the state natural areas. You could go to Mirror Lake State Park, do a little kayaking, hiking. It's, you know, people go there for the parks, but the nature is wonderful.
Yeah, it's, as you point out, that, you know, we go there for these water parks, but, you know, what drew us there in the first place was the Dells, the nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still beautiful, and the color is really nice.
Can we get better water park deals if we're willing to head somewhere outside the Dells?
Yeah, there are a lot of water parks all over the region. Let me see. They're not always cheaper, but the reason the Dells can be cheaper is because there's so much competition there. So you have so much capacity that at the slower times of years, their rates drop faster. So I would say right up until the Minnesota school break weekend in late October, where they're packed, now is a really good time, and then November is a really good time to go.
You also recommend checking out some fall color in Wisconsin's waterfall country. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about this trip idea?
Well, Wisconsin has lots of waterfalls. The most famous would be the ones in Patterson State Park, and then Amnicon is beautiful in northwest Wisconsin, and then Potato River Falls in northeast Wisconsin. But if you go to the really quiet part of Nicolet National Forest, there are lots of little falls. And this would be a fun road trip if you just like to poke around looking at stuff. You need a good map. But one nice thing about this area is there are some cabins in Shawamigan Nicolet National Forest. And, you know, Wisconsin does not have camper cabins in its state parks, unlike all the states around it. So this is kind of a cool little deal. On weekends, the cabins are only $45.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And I know it's too early to start thinking about the holidays, but a little planning ahead could result in a really cool experience later. Can you tell us about how we can get involved in the decorating of a Victorian bed and breakfast in Milwaukee?
Yeah, this is something I always put on my my story about cheap fall getaways. There's a B&B there called the Schuster Mansion, and they have a great deal. If you want to help them hang their mistletoe and their other decorations for the holidays, they will let you stay two free nights. Pretty
oh,
good
wow.
deal, huh?
That is a very good deal. I'll hang some decorations for that.
Well, put your name in early.
Well, what about bed and breakfast? Are there some favorite ones you have around Wisconsin or in the Midwest?
Yeah, I mean, I like all bed and breakfasts. They're a great place to stay if you want to get to know the area, because they're much more personal kind of lodgings. The innkeeper is really there to help you with your vacation. They're not cheap, however, and for fall weekends, you should book them up really fast, and actually you should book every fall lodgings like right now.
Right now, because otherwise it's going to fill up.
It's pretty much already full up, but, you know, people cancel.
Are people going for the leaves? Are they going for festivals? What is the big draw out there when we head out for the weekend?
Oh, it's in the fall. It's just plain gorgeous. I mean, we're going to have the sumac turning color in like a week farther north. And then it's just a constant progression of pops of color. But the festivals are a biggie, and they are starting already. This weekend right now is a really big weekend. It's surprising. There's just in Wisconsin, there's Sputnik Fest mm-hmm. in Manitowoc and Whooping Crane Festival in Princeton and the Carriage Classic at Parade of Sheen. There's just a lot going on, and it's not hot. You're not sweaty. There's just something about fall that's invigorating. Everyone wants to be outside.
Do you think that you should do like one festival in a weekend, or is there a way you can, as these festivals are structured, that you might be able to take in a couple?
Yes, and I do have a story about that, about the best weekends for every weekend of fall, places where you can go and catch three or four festivals at one time. And for example, this weekend in Minnesota, I actually did this once. I went to Defeat of Jesse James Days in Northfield, and then it was only another half an hour to a little town called Manterville for their Marigold Days, and then it's only another, 20 minutes or so to St. Peter for the Rock Bend Folk Festival. And
oh,
I did
wow.
all of those in one day. And, you do that and you think, oh, this is a day well spent.
We're talking with Beth Gopper. She is editor of MidwestWeekends.com. And you can join in 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite weekend trip or getaway? Where do you go? Call in, tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll be back for more Wisconsin Weekend in a minute here on the Ideas Network. Oh, the autumn air is crisp, trees maybe turning in your neck of the woods, and we're getting ideas on weekend fall getaways here on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're finding out places that will leave us recharged and show us a relaxing fall weekend, keeping budget-conscious traveling in mind. We're packing light, loading up the podcasts, hitting the open road. What do you love about fall travel? What activities do you enjoy in these weekends? Is it the food, the color, new hiking, biking trails? Do you meet up with family or friends for fall excursions? Share your itinerary, 800-642-1234. Beth Gopper is editor of MidwestWeekends.com, and she stays with us for pointers on where to go. Beth, let's go beyond Wisconsin just a bit, starting in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And that's where we can find the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park, a favorite of yours. Can you tell us about why fall is a great time to go there?
Oh, my goodness. It's just gorgeous, for one thing. I don't know if you've ever been to Lake of the Clouds. It's spectacular in any season, but in the fall, the color is amazing. And the Upper Peninsula in general is a good place to go for inexpensive travel because it's so remote. Ironwood is farther from Detroit than Detroit is from Washington, D.C.
Wow. When you put it in that perspective.
Yeah, not a lot of people go there. It takes some time to get there, although not from Wisconsin. But it has a lot of national forests. And so I would say the UP has the best color in the Midwest.
And what are some of the best spots to hit? I mean, if it's pretty wide open up there. Yeah.
The Porkies. And the Porkies that's one of Michigan's marquee parks. And they have a lot of places to stay there. If you have a group, and if you're looking for inexpensive travel, always travel with a group because then you split expenses. And they have a lodge. You can just split the expense. It has two bathrooms. I stayed there with my outdoors group, in fact, in winter. But in the fall, you can stay in their yurts also. And then if you're pretty intrepid and you don't mind walking a while, they also have cabins. I believe they have 19 cabins and yurts in the Porky. So you have a roof over your head. You know, it's easy to save money in the summer with a tent, but in the fall and the winter, yeah, it's kind of nice to have a roof over your head.
Well, let's jump over to Minnesota, and there's an upcoming event where you can get close to wolves. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. This is something that you can do year-round. So this is at the International Wolf Center, and they have a Wolves After Dark program, and it's during the Minnesota school break.
Is this around Ely?
It's in Ely, yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's obviously gorgeous because of the fall color is, beautiful. And so this only costs $70 and $40 for kids. And you stay overnight in the International Wolf Center. And, you know, you bring a sleeping bag. But you get to see the wolves. You get to be there for the wolves' feeding and program. And then they give you pizza at night and they give you breakfast in the morning. And you can actually do the same sleepover program at a lot of museums around the Midwest, including almost all of the ones in Chicago and the Milwaukee Public Museum. And they all cost about $60 or $70.
Well, take us to Chicago, a quick drive for many Wisconsin residents. What's happening there this fall that could be fun and affordable?
Chicago is always affordable if you can find a cheaper place to stay. That's the biggie. The hotel tax in Chicago, I think it's like 14% now, so that really raises the cost. But you can stay at a hostel for more like 30. And Chicago also has, it must be a new deal there, but they have three other little hostels. They're called hostels. They're like hostel hotels, and some of the rooms you can stay at cheaply because you have to share them, and some you have to go to the bathroom down the hall. But once you get there, everything is cheap. The festivals are free. You can even get a Chicago greeter to show you around town for free.
Wow.
You can get a bike, and there's bike sharing, and you ride along the lakefront trail for 18 miles. That's what I would do.
Well,
I would splurge on a food tour.
You know, for some reason, that just doesn't surprise me. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk with you, Kate.
Beth Gopper is editor of MidwestWeekends.com, and we have a link to Beth's travel ideas at WPR.org/mornings. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum remembering a fellow reporter.
Wisconsin Public Radio lost a dear colleague and friend over the weekend.
Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Glenn Moberg covered Central Wisconsin for WPR for 15 years. As a reporter and talk show host of WPR's Route 51, Glenn's love for his community was apparent on the airwaves and off. Rob Menser is WPR's current reporter based in Wausau. He knew Glenn for years, and he shares this essay on his legacy.
There's a moment I shared with Glenn Moberg that I keep thinking about. It was 2010, and we were standing around before a political debate that Glenn was moderating. I was a panelist.
Welcome to the U.S. Senate debate between incumbent Democrat Russ Feingold and Republican Ron Johnson. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin.
I'd been a newspaper reporter for about 3 years at that point, and getting to ask a question in the debate between Senator Russ Feingold and challenger Ron Johnson, it felt like a big deal. I mean, C-SPAN was there. It was Glenn who had made the debate happen. He was the one who pulled together a coalition of local media. He was the one who dealt with the campaigns. He could tell I was nervous, so he said to me, "Your question is going to be the bomb." And he added a curse word in the middle of the phrase, something I cannot say on the radio. It made me laugh, and it helped me shake off my jitters and feel good about what I was there to do. Here's the point of that story when I think about it now. It's that Glenn was generous enough and emotionally astute enough to reach out to me in just the right way. It was funny, it was supportive, it was enthusiastic about journalism, and that was Glenn. The news that Glenn had died was not a surprise. He had inoperable stomach cancer. He knew what that meant, and he was extraordinarily open about it, so it wasn't a surprise, but it was still a blow. Glenn had a daughter and a son. He was a part-time jeweler with his wife, Mary Beth. He played guitar. This is him playing right now. He fished, he swam in Wisconsin's lakes. He was 67 years old. I knew Glenn professionally. I can't claim to have known him the way his closest friends or longtime colleagues knew him. But, along with my colleague Shireen Seewert, I'm the one who works in Glenn's old office. When I applied for the job at WPR, it was to the position Glenn vacated when he retired, something he had to do earlier than he'd intended because he had cancer. I walk by his many radio awards in the hallway every morning, no pressure. Right now I'm sitting in what I still think of as his chair, speaking into his microphone. About a week after I started in this job in the spring, Glenn came in and spent a couple of hours with me talking about making radio. I was moved that he would take the time. He was very sick by then. But let me tell you, our conversation was super practical and useful to me as a new radio reporter. I started using some of his tips immediately. Glenn wrote a public post on Facebook in December about facing the end of his life. "Death," he wrote, "has a great way of focusing the mind. I'm trying to use the time I have left in the best way I can, making the world a slightly better place than it was the day before." One day a few months ago, I had used something he taught me in a radio story, and I thought, I should tell Glenn. So I sent him a message thanking him and letting him know his lessons had made a difference. He wrote me back, "You made me smile, Rob." As it turned out, he had about 3 months to live. I'm glad I told him. No one who knew him will be surprised that he showed that same grace and humor and love for journalism in the very last interaction we had. That's just who Glenn was.
That was WPR's Rob Menser reflecting on the career of Glenn Moberg, a WPR reporter and host who passed away this weekend. We're going to leave you with a message from Glenn. He shared it during his final appearance on WPR's Route 51.
If I could pass along one message to people, is treat every day that you're on this earth like it could be your last day. Be nice to people. If you love somebody, let them know that you love them.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
I'm here in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. I should be happy as a man can be. I can hunt and I can hike and I can fish and I can bike, and in the wintertime I can ski. But I'm staring at my shoes at the Bullfalls Brew, and I know why I'm feeling...